Mark, if you would then, page 702. 702. My wife was kind enough to let me use her Bible. This thing's got everything in it. Here's a pair of pliers. And then find with me the book of 2 John. The book of 2 John. The nature of a thing are the particular combination of qualities that make up that thing. The nature of a thing are the particular combination of qualities, when put together, make up said thing. So tonight, I ask the question, what is the nature of love? What are the particular qualities? What are the
combination of qualities? What are the
particular combination of qualities that go together to make love? What is the nature of love? Is love just simply this experimental, emotional attitude that one has toward God? Is that all there is to it? Or is there more involved in love than just this emotional feeling of attitude that we have toward God? When Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22, when answering the question about what is the great commandment, in verse 37, he said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul." But what does that encompass? Now, I'm not talking about what does the heart, the mind, and the soul encompass. I'm talking about what does this love encompass. What are the combination of qualities that you put together that give to us the nature of love? You understand what I'm asking here? Here is the nature of love in a single verse. This is the great verse of the Bible tonight. 2 John Verse 6. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. Now look at the verse. This is love, that we walk according to His commandment. What is the nature? What are the qualities that give us love? Note first in this verse that love is active. Love is active. He says, love walks. Love is active. So you know what that means? That means that love is not simply this emotional feeling that tingles up my spine that lets me know that I love God. But love is active. Brethren, love is actively obedient. As a matter of fact, love and obedience are inseparably linked to each other, and they are inseparably linked to each other by Jesus Himself. Jesus said in John 14 and in verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. The way that we manifest our love for God is not by how we feel. The way that we manifest our love for God is not by how we tingle on the inside. The way that we manifest our love for God is by keeping His commandments. This is the love of God that we keep His commandments. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. So love is active. It's active. Obedience, active obedience is one of the qualities that make love love, and without that quality, it isn't love. Hold 2 John and flip over to 1 Corinthians 13. Hold John, turn over to 1 Corinthians 13. This is, of course, the chapter of love. And beginning with verse 4, Paul defines love. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endure all things. Now, if you look there carefully, there is about 15 different characteristics of love, and feeling doesn't have anything to do with any of them. Love is active. It's active. Now, go back to 2 John 6, and here's what you can do. In 2 John 6, take that word, love, that's in your Bible. Take that word, love, in that verse. Put a circle around that word. And then take a line out to the margin of it and write, love obeys. You got it? Love is active. That's one of the qualities that make it love. Now, look at the verse again, 2 John 6. Look at 2 John 6. Second thing I want you to see there is that love walks. Love walks. Look at verse 6 again. And this is love that we walk according to the Scriptures, according to His commandments. The word walk, and now let's not get too technical. The word walk comes from a Greek word which means a person's sphere of existence. Their sphere of existence. You know, I don't get it. All right, here it is. The word walk there is talking about your pattern of life. Your pattern of life. Who you are, what you are, where you go, what you do, what you say, your sphere, your area, your feel of existence. It is your pattern of life. You got that part of it? Now look at the word walk. Look at the word walk. Love walks. Love is the pattern. Love is to be the pattern of my life. But now look at the word. The word walk is in a present tense form. What that means, a present tense form is there, is talking about a sustained mode of activity. What does that mean? What that means is not only does love walk in love, but walk, you keep living in that love. You understand what I'm saying? Love keeps that walk. Love keeps that walk. The pattern of my life today is that I must walk in love. The pattern of my life tomorrow is I gotta keep walking in love. The pattern of my life Tuesday is I gotta keep walking in love. What that screams is faithfulness. My pattern of life can't be love today and then something else tomorrow. Who I am, what I am, my whole sphere of existence has got to be about love. That's what it is. Now, as always, who's the example in this? Jesus is always the example. Now, let me show you something. You're holding 2 John. You're holding 2 John. Now turn to John, the Gospel, chapter 13. John chapter 13. And verse 1. Jesus is with the disciples. And listen to what it says. John 13 and verse 1. He's at the end of his life. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own that were in the world, notice the expression, he loved them to the end. That term, he loved them to the end, in means he loved them to the uttermost. To the end means he loved them absolute. As much as you could love, that's how Jesus loved his disciples. He loved them absolute. He loved them to the uttermost of his possibility of loving. Now, Who did that? All right, Jesus did that. That's whose love? That's the Lord's love, right? Now, look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2. Paul says, and walk in love as Christ loved us. Now who's in this thing? We are. We are. Listen to me. Love, we're talking about the nature of love. We're talking about the qualities that make love what it is. Love is active. Love obeys. If you're not obeying, it isn't love. Love walks. That is the pattern of my life today, tomorrow, and every day has to be in love. And if Christ is the example, that's a mighty love. Now, take the word in, now look at the verse, 2 John 6, look at the verse. Take the word walk, put a circle around walk, draw a line out, and say walk, keep walking, because that's a sustained activity. You keep walking. This is how I live, but I got to keep living that way. I just can't live this on Sunday and forget about it when I get them to go to work tomorrow. This is a sustained pattern of life. That's faithfulness. Notice very quickly one more thing in 2 John verse 6. Look at one more thing in that verse. And that is that love and commandments go together. Look what he says, verse 6. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. Brethren, love and commandments are not in conflict. They're not in conflict. If you really love someone, there'll be rules in the thing. Love and commandments are not in conflict with each other. I saw a television show the other night, just flipping through channels. There was this 27-year-old girl who weighed over 700 pounds. So she's going to a doctor, and they're going to help her. And so everybody's ragging on this 27-year-old girl. I'm sitting there feeling sorry for her. And everybody showed just ragging on her. And you know what I kept asking? I kept saying, listen, that girl can't get up and walk from here to there. Who's feeding her? Who is bringing her this food? And they finally talked to the one bringing her the food. Well, I just love her, and I'm sitting there screaming, no, you don't. No, you don't. You don't love her, you're killing her. You don't love her, you're killing her. Stop feeding her. You understand what I mean? Love isn't just doing everything that everybody thinks you ought to do. Listen, if you love your kids, it's no. No. Well, I'm 3 years old, I'm going to go out there and play in the street. No. You ain't letting me do it because you don't love me. No, I'm not letting you do it because I do love you. But if you keep irritating me, I'm going to take you out there and let you play. Go to 2 John 6. Go to 2 John 6. Take the word love. I'm running out of room here. Take the word love and take the word commandments and draw a line from one to the other and then make a little note, not in conflict. Not in conflict. God has commands for us. Do this. Do that. Do this. do that. Well, that doesn't mean he doesn't love us. That means he does love us. So the nature of love is that love is active. Love walks. The pattern of our life is one of love, and the example of the love that patterns our life is seen in Jesus Christ. That sacrificial love. And the commands that God puts down in this, the commands that God puts down in this is because he loves us. It's because he loves us. We're going to sing an invitation song, one stanza of an invitation song, number 702. If you're here and if you're not a Christian, we encourage you to obey the gospel. As most of us are, you are a member, you are a Christian already. You're a member of the Lord's church. But if you have walked, your pattern of life has been one that's not indicative of the gospel, then you need to respond. You need to, if this is a private matter, you need to deal with this privately. But if it's not a private matter, then you need to deal with it the way you did it. And that's publicly. If you're here, if you need to respond to the invitation of Christ, we'll give you an opportunity to do that right now as together we stand and as we sing.